Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets, and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Zeitmare on Pennsylvania Avenue.
I love Pennsylvania Avenue. I love that street. We're going to march up Pennsylvania Avenue. We are recording this while all hell is breaking loose everywhere.
Meltdown.
Around the country. The country is melting down, is breaking. Specifically, I think the most noteworthy or notable way it's breaking is that the white supremacist police are letting the white supremacists just run through the Capitol building.
It's like a mix, man. It's wild because you see clips of like certain police officers trying to hold the line, others taking selfies with people who broke in the fucking Capitol.
Yeah.
No matter how you, again, I think all we're seeing too is another underlining of how white supremacy operates in this country.
Absolutely.
Because again, people who are peacefully protesting against systemic racism and police brutality are met with military hardware.
Yes.
People who are storming, insurrectionists who are storming the Capitol to overthrow the results of an election that had, you know, was found to be above board. There's nothing of ill repute going on. They're high-fiving or just not there or terribly outnumbered. And you see like frightened cops who are outnumbered, whatever. It's just, it's bad. No matter which way you look at it, an absolute security failure, absolute just fucking failure. And it's so awful to see. I mean, there's already reports of people being shot, tear gas being dispersed inside the Capitol building, people hiding from just these mobs that are like running through. They're like breaking shit down, stealing the fucking podium of the speaker, all kinds. It's just, they're fucking it. They're just in there fucking it up right now.
And when there were peaceful Black Lives Matter protests out in front of the White House, they erected giant walls and came out and dispersed them with tear gas and bullets, rubber bullets. And yeah, that's, it's
the juxtaposition of responses is so, I mean, on top of watching people try and overthrow the government in their really haphazard way, just along with that and seeing how differently what the power dynamics are and how we, or how the, at least law enforcement views, you know, true struggle for equality, is really fucking, is fucked up. It's saddening. I don't even know what to say. Like,
I mean, people
please stay safe if you're in the DC area.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
It's a mess.
People are arguing like, well, but is this a coup? Like, can we call them terrorists? Cause they're obviously like incompetent and disorganized. And although who the fuck knows, because they're supposedly doing, like pipe bombs everywhere.
There's, yeah, they found one IED apparently. There's other reports of, you know, suspicious shit or whatever. Look, when you're breaking, I don't even have to, no. What the fuck is this? They're not standing up because somebody was wronged by the police.
Or yeah, something no, like that's that. What...
They are here to fucking negate the will of the people who voted in the election. That's what they're there for. Their yeah. injustice is not a real injustice. It's just that they don't like what happened. So now they're going to turn up and, you know, just cause yeah. as much chaos and violence as possible.
And you don't need to be well coordinated and like militarily like efficient to if you're white in this country and trying to do harm to it and trying to create a terroristic threat like that, you're just allowed to stroll right in. So it really doesn't matter for all intents and purposes.
White allies at the BLM protests were also getting brutalized. So it's just in the context, oh, you on there? Okay, we got something for you. Right. It's just very alarming. And now we're having reports that the National Guard will possibly finally be showing up. But I don't know what that means. There are other, it's just shits on Twitter. So I don't know exactly how viable it is, but saying like, the response was very slow from the National Guard, like from whether it was responses from the Capitol or Capitol Police or whatever. But at the end of the day, no matter what the minutia of it all is, what we've seen is an absolute, like, they're just, cops are like, yo, they got to just do their thing.
Yeah, that was literally a quote from a cop on the street is, at this point, we just got to let them do their thing. And
because what are we going to do, like brutalize them?
Right. And then another cop was heard saying, I bet they like us now about, you know, the rest of America because they're still hurt that somebody pretended that they put a tampon in their coffee or whatever.
You will see what ends up happening. I know the president tweeted like, hey guys, knock it off. But it's too late. This is what you've been, you know, fanning the flames of.
Yeah. So the president, he gave a speech this morning saying we're going to march down the street and like, you know, physically threaten people into.
Well, I wasn't that specific. I said we're going to give them the weak ones courage to stand up for their country. So you got to use vague language. Like, it's just. Whew. So that is happening. I think there's just awful, awful images, like whether it's of violence or just, you know, Confederate flags going up. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, they're putting up Confederate flags and Trump flags. They're not putting up American flags. They're not. Yeah, it's terrorism. They're not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mitch McConnell earlier, I mean, we talk about a lot of this on tomorrow's episode, but Mitch McConnell told his colleagues that attempting to overturn the 2020 election would put democracy in a death spiral. People were like, yes, bravo, sir. And it's just like, fuck off, man. Like,
Jesus Christ. Yeah, he's trying to get his good marks on the way out. Hopefully people have a good memory of what was going on, especially with the last couple of weeks and the denial of stimulus checks for people.
Target is trending. I thought because they were like doing there was somebody who was trending earlier, or a brand that was trending earlier because they had one of those very ill-timed like viral stunts that they were doing on Twitter to try and get their name trending as American democracy was falling to pieces. Target is trending because people are pointing out that the police and, you know, the powers that be in this country gave more of a fuck about Target than they do apparently about the U.S. Capitol building.
Woo! It's coming. Yeah, it's here. We're here.
Yeah,
we're here. In other news, PBS canceled Callie Lou. And all I see are headlines that saying parents are loving it. What the fuck does that even mean? Oh, Caillou? Whatever.
Wait,
I just showed my
ass.
What
the fuck did you just say?
Keep that in, Dan. Because
did you say they canceled Caillou?
Yeah.
I'm going to need a minute here, man. I'm sorry.
I'm a childless freak, okay? So I don't know about no Caillou. I know Kaiju. That's Japanese. But I don't know Caillou. What the fuck is Caillou?
This is just a kid's show. I actually have never watched it, but it's just, I think it's like a particularly annoying kid's show that parents were not super into. PBS programming for children is created by educators and child development specialists, and it's not fun to watch because it's just repetition of important life lessons, and there's no like fun jokes or like cool there's not a lot of cool stuff happening visually, because cool stuff happening visually is just like sort of junk food for a child's brain in a lot of cases. But yeah, like my kids watch Daniel Tiger, which is basically all of Mr. Rogers' lessons transposed onto a cartoon tiger. And that shit is really, it's, you can notice the difference in like how kids behave after watching that, or at least how my kids behave after watching that versus like if they watch, you know, some Nickelodeon shit where it's like they just ate a candy bar. They're just wild. And like after Daniel Tiger, it's like they just ate their vegetables. They're feeling good. They're locked in. But yeah, Caillou, I'm assuming, is similar to that.
Oh, Caillou. Okay. I'm just still thinking about the whole thing, man, what's happening in DC right now. So much could have been done.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've fucking impeached other Republicans, finding a way to hold him accountable. But this is, I mean, you know, this is the logical endpoint. As even Robert was calling this shit from fucking 9 years ago, basically. Like, we just wait. It's just going to take a couple of these things to really have things popping off. And, I mean, even watching the media, like, wrestle with trying to describe, like, what's going on. It's like, is it a group? Is it a mob? It's like, these people are supported by the president.
Right.
Politicians in Congress. Clearly, there's also, we've seen that there are sympathetic police officers. Like, this is sort of what it's, this shit is starting to look like. And it's really, really fucking disturbing. But,
I mean,
it's just
they
weird.
Are...
Like, when you know, you could see it coming, and then you see it, and you're like, oh, fuck, this shit is mad. This is, you don't, nobody wants this, but this is where we are.
They're anti-American military guerrilla, like, warfare. I don't know. Yeah, it's terrorism. Like, what the fuck?
Right. And it's funny, because, like, yeah, there's people like Bree Newsom, there are people pointing out, like, Bree Newsom climbed a flagpole in South Carolina to pull down a Confederate flag and was called a terrorist.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, these people are the fucking breaching the Capitol building and destroying shit, and they're protesters.
And I think we've made the mistake before, or at least the mainstream media has made the mistake before, when things get this bad, to assume that that is like, this is the thing that's going to force a course correction. And I think you're right. What Robert Evans has been saying for years, like, that the more big shit like this happens, very eloquent of me to call it big shit, the more violence happens, the more justification there's going to be. You know, a woman was shot trying to storm the Capitol building. Like, that's going to, you know, if she is dead, that's going to turn her into a martyr. Like, that, these things ramp up. Like, and now we're going to have a, they were in the process of affirming, we should mention, they were in the process of affirming the electoral vote when all this happened. And now we're going to have, and there was a big contingent, you know, Ted Cruz, et cetera, were pushing back and trying to not to block that. But, you know, so they all have blood on their hands. But now, you know, I don't think this is going to, you know, scale down. I think it's going to continue to ramp up
and they're going to keep platforming
inauguration. Trump. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, they just need to stop covering this dude. Social media needs to take him off all platforms. And, you know, this needs to be treated like it's the Confederacy was treated at the beginning of the Civil War. Like, they're.
But yeah, America's just like that kid from like summer break who comes in with like the arm cast, like the head wrap, the leg brace. They're in a wheelchair. Like, what happened to you over there? I'm like, man, I did a lot of dumb shit that everybody told me not to do. I just fucked around and found out.
Right. You know,
Fourth of July went left when my parents were like, don't play with those firecrackers. And I didn't, and I hurt my hand. And then they said, hey, don't fucking do that tightrope act. Like, we can never be proactive in trying to solve our issues. We have to, like, literally third degree burn ourselves on the stove before we even begin the discussion of, I think the stove is on.
Yeah.
Not, I've burned myself. It's like, wait, that's where you're at? You couldn't jump to, you've burned yourself now. Like, are we going to correct this? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, until we have, like, until we're able to, like, look at these situations with the kind of clear-eyedness that is necessary to move forward, this shit is going to keep going, especially when you have, you know, Biden not really acknowledging what this is all rooted in. I get it's like, oh, these people or whatever, but this is all about white fragility. This is all about maintaining superiority and being the hegemonic, the dominant class and culture in this country. And it's waning. And this is the panic manifested into violence rather than trying to, you know, just be like, we can't do all that, guys. Come on now.
Yeah.
That's not going to sway people. And it's hard to watch because so many other people have been experiencing firsthand how awful this whole thing has been. And, you know. Still moving very slowly about it. So
for him to say this isn't America is kind of it. Like, I get what he's trying to do. There are many interpretations of what America is, and he's trying to focus on the good, but fuck.
This isn't America.
This is America. This is, you know, we need somebody, we need a leader who acknowledges that shit. But
yeah, and also a plan to, I mean, I don't know. How is a Biden administration going to communicate to this part of the country? You know, I don't know how that's possible. But I think we've always known that because we've shown this wing of the conservative or the Republicans to be, or wing, like 99.999% of it to just be like a death cult now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see, we are, we'll be watching. We'll be back tomorrow with a whole episode of the show. Check in if anything. I don't know, man. I'm kind of at a loss here. What are you gonna do? Stay safe out there. Possible, stay inside, wear a mask, wash your hands, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.